Let's say you're driving down the streets of Sierra Leone. You are a poverty-stricken man with little money on you when you are stopped by a traffic officer. You ask him what you did wrong, but he hushes you and tries to bribe you into giving him money in return to let you go. You refuse, but he uses his higher authority as a way to force you to give him money. Hello, my name is Catherine Avila. Today I'll be speaking on the political corruption that has progressed and developed in the country of Sierra Leone. You may have never heard of the country that is Sierra Leone, and I'm here to educate you on it. Sierra Leone has been a struggling, developing country for almost 60 years since its declaration of independence in 1961. Sierra Leone suffered a civil war in 1991, which lasted until 2002, more than a decade of constant fighting inside the country by their own people. After the war, the country began to recover, but was met with another challenge in 2014 when an Ebola epidemic occurred and caused even more major damage to the country, mostly economically. Because of these events in the country, Sierra Leone became very poor. This is where political corruption started to happen frequently in Sierra Leone. Low salaries and being restricted use of public services began to heavily impact citizens. Citizens were forced to make informal payments to access medical equipment, public transit, school, and etc. High authority like police officers would let their friends get away with serious crimes, while also bribing citizens for money so they can get out of unfair violations. Other cases include companies making informal payments and giving gifts in order to secure a government contract. For me to continue on other cases and their political corruption, it would make this podcast last hours. Even now, like before, citizens everywhere in Sierra Leone are suffering. Not only having to repair what was destroyed in the civil war, like houses and schoolhouses, but they are also recovering from the Ebola epidemic that wiped out 14% of their population. Having no money makes it extremely difficult for citizens to buy necessary items needed to recover, and instead, they are left with few options. One of these options is robbing from others or companies. Police officers also have little money and use their status to bribe, or in other words, steal from others. Children are left with no parents or guardians because they were forced to kill their family in the Civil War. They are left to fend for themselves because no one else has the money to take care of them. On top of that, over 1,500 schools were destroyed in the Civil War because they were deemed useless. This restricts children from the education they are required to take by the law of Sierra Leone, but the government doesn't care about the law, just like the many other laws they turn a blind eye to. But there is some hope for the country. Their former president stepped down in April 2018 and led way for a new president, President Julius Maddow Bio. Bio has opened up possibilities for citizens of Sierra Leone and also pledged to review mining contracts, which is very important because Sierra Leone has an abundance of resources like diamonds, and there are many illegal mining industries, even ones that are associated with some government officials, that steal these resources for their own and instead corrupt the entire economy. He wants to make sure the economy gains from the resources that are dug out of Sierra Leone. That way, the economy will begin to rise, and it is possible that because of this, citizens will be out of poverty. This can help prevent robberies, illegal use of authority, death, restriction of education and public services, and much more. Bio also plans to review what illegal things the former president did, like giving more than $10 million to a nephew of his out of a government contract. It is said that about $90 million from the government were given to relatives from the former president. And this is just the former president. Who's to know what other government officials have been hiding as well from their citizens? With almost 2 years under Bio's authority, Sierra Leone has a long way to go before the economy and citizens recover and begin to live a better life. Even though such horrible things exist today, this is the start of a brighter future that must not be rushed. with BIOS pledged to review mining contracts, review what illegal things the former president did, and also the enforcement of anti-political corruption in all sects of Sierra Leone, a secured future for Sierra Leone is just up ahead. You may not think that these events and these are politically corrupt, but if you take it into account, all of it started with the government. The government fought against their own people because their people were unhappy with what they were doing. The government was a cause for the downfall of the economy and was also at fault for the deaths and unfortunate events of all citizens in Sierra Leone. President Bio is a bright future that Sierra Leone has needed for so long, but it won't be done without help. Activists and organizations that are committed to stop the social injustice can majorly improve Sierra Leone's system with citizens and also relationship between citizens and the government. "60 years is way too long for anyone to suffer injustice, especially when inflicted by your own country. Being kept from clean water, food, and necessities just because the government feels the need to care for themselves more than their citizens is a serious crime and is a level of political corruption that needs to be stopped before the entire country falls apart. I may not be able to contribute a lot in order to help Sierra Leone, but I'm telling you what's going on so you can possibly have the chance to help Sierra Leone. Raise awareness. Let others around you know what terrible things are happening in Sierra Leone. Speak for those who are unable to speak."